Oh, this first hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And where's Heidi? Oh, my gosh. There she is right there. Oh, dear.
It's a calling, a strange compulsion that makes us leave our homes, taking music on the road. We can't deny it, though we sometimes try it. It always haunts us if we hesitate to go. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May your wheels always turn and may the sun light up your day. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May you find your comfort in friends along the way.
Well, that's an awesome version of Jerusalem Ridge from the Mark O'Connor Band, which is actually mostly Mark O'Connor's family. Mark O'Connor himself, Maggie O'Connor, and Forrest O'Connor on the mandolin and on some lead vocals. And then there's a woman, I'll think of her name in a second. She does some songwriting for this and some lead vocals. And I've forgotten her name, but I'll tell you in a second. I'll tell you right after we play C.W. McClure, Carolina Moon, Jimmie Rodgers, his album called An Interpretation of Jimmie Rodgers, the great singing brakeman, the original father of what we call country music. Hank Williams was the father of modern country music. Jimmie Rodgers was the father of country music. Alrighty. And we'll play that in a second. But I want to let you know, on this Mark O'Connor Band album, on guitar, and I don't know if he's actually part of the band, like, in it when they tour and stuff, is Joe Smart. Joe Smart used to play guitar out of the Tri-Cities with the Badger Mountain Dry Band. And Joe Smart's kind of a star. He went to Nashville and did a sort of a country album. And now he is doing the guitar work for the Mark O'Connor Band. And he's pretty amazing. Pretty lucky guy. Young fella. He's a good guy, Joe Smart. And he's making it. He's making it both in country music and in bluegrass and in these areas where they need a good acoustic musician. You can call on Tony Rice or you can call on Joe Smart. Pretty neat, huh? Here's C.W. McClure, Carolina Moon from Jimmy Rodgers. And then I think right after that, we'll just play his version of Miss the Mississippi and You as well. C.W. McClure, here we go.
Of a sweetheart, a little girl that I love so. After I've wandered the whole day through, wondering if you'd think of me. While I'm by my own self, I'm thinking of someone, I'm thinking only of. My Carolina sunshine girl, you have turned my heart to stone. My Carolina sunshine girl, you have left me all alone. Yes, I wonder why I sit and cry when I really should laugh at your little photograph. You are the sweetest angel in this world, and I love, love, love my Carolina sunshine girl. Sunshine girl, You have turned my heart to stone. My Carolina sunshine girl, you have left me all alone. Yes, I wonder why I sit and cry when I really should laugh at your little old photograph. You are the sweetest angel in this world, and I love, love, love my Carolina sunshine girl. Mississippi and you. Days are dark and dreary everywhere I roam. Miss the Mississippi and you. Rolling the wide world over, always alone and nothing seems to cheer me under heaven's dome. Miss the Mississippi and you. Oodley, 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 oodley.
Black Creek door. door. Old Black Creek don't run fast by my door. Just outside my bedroom and north of the kitchen floor. Old Black Creek don't run fast by my door. Rises up and sure don't take no blame. Ignores me every morning, evening's just the same. Old Black Creek never knows.
We carpool, we're going. lonesome. I've been on the rock so long. I've been on the rock so long. I've been on the rock so long. I'm so weary and so lonesome. I've been on the rock so long.
to everyone we'll show. If heartaches come around, we will fight them. And if sorrows bring us down, we'll rise again.
Don't ever let them put trouble between us. Let our love enough for life forever
sing. And as I wear this dress of red, remembering you, my dear, I wonder if you'll wear my wedding ring. If heartaches come around, we will fight them. If sorrow bring us down, we'll rise again.
Don't ever let them put trouble between us. Let our love not for life forever reign. Oh, let our love not for life forever reign.
Oh, Caleb Clotter and Reeb Wilms there. And the thing is, this is like a cross between some sort of bluegrass with a little bit of rockabilly, a little bit of Les Paul guitar in there, a little bit of Chet Atkins sound, and just flat out old time country, the old duets, you know. And it's a pretty good little album, actually. And he's got some pretty good stuff. We heard The Last Time I Saw You and Dead on the Rocks. And then we also heard from this interesting album from Greg Klima called Piano Mandonation. And we heard Easy Target, which was interesting. And then we also heard Going to the Kale Store, which is a place I will never be found. I promise you. Also, the Mark O'Connor Band, Kate Lee, song she co-wrote with the great Pat Algiers. Of course, Pat Algiers, best song that we think of. And the one that we recognize the most is Once in a Very Blue Moon that he co-wrote with Nancy Griffith. Or he wrote it and she sang it. And that's where Pat Alger's name crops up. But he wrote a couple of things with her. And she's with the Mark O'Connor Band, Mark and Maggie O'Connor, Forrest O'Connor, and then her, and Joe Smart, and Jeff Sanders, also. And playing bass and banjo on this thing. The album is called Coming Home. And it is the last album that features Mark O'Connor, which just came out. And we're going to talk about Mark O'Connor being in this neck of the woods, in this area. But we have to take a little bit of a break. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Marn. We have lots more music to go. So you just hold your horses because we're coming back. Yes, we are. We're coming back.
Your favorite programs on Northwest Public Radio are made possible with support from Pullman Disposal Service, announcing their newly redesigned website. Created to better serve Pullman residents with improved access to the recycling schedule, including holiday hours, pertinent forms, and frequently asked questions. The new site can be found at PullmanDisposal.com.
Afternoon sunshine today, with high temperatures in the 60s. Pullman is expecting a high of 62, Lewiston 68. Clear skies tonight with lows dropping down into the mid-30s in some places. Tomorrow, the sunshine will return, along with warmer temperatures, with highs 5 degrees warmer than today.
Mm-hmm. on the airwaves, hold it back. Static on the airwaves, hold it back. Static on the airwaves, hold it back. Your community radio is under attack. Pick up the phone, baby. We need you to make that call. Make a pledge and save yourselves from the AM, FM radio dial strip mall. Static on the airwaves, hold it back. Static on the airwaves, hold it back. Static on the airwaves, hold it back. Your community radio is under attack. Do you prefer NPR or Rush Limbaugh? Where you gonna turn to should their station go the way of the dinosaur? You know that kind of thing has happened before. That's why the static on the airwaves hold it back. Static on the airwaves hold it back. Static on the airwaves hold it back. Your community radio is under attack. Friends and neighbors, this is Rust Belt Vagabond, Greg Clavin, coming to you through your speaker on your favorite radio station. I am a traveling man, and I can remember seeing a bumper sticker once that said something like, "It will be a great day when our schools get all the money they need, and the Air Force has to hold a bake sale to buy a bomber." It is along those very same lines that I come to you today singing this song, because as you know, our government has been cutting funding to public radio on an annual basis, making these pledge drives more and more vital to our survival. This station gives your community a voice. Will it survive? That's your choice. Pick up the phone, baby. We need you to make that call. Pick up the phone, baby. Pick up the phone. Static on the airwaves, hold it back. Static on the airwaves, hold it back. Static on the airwaves, hold it back. Static on the airwaves.
Oh, indeed, indeed, static on the airwaves. Alrighty. Greg Klima, he probably wrote that for a pledge drive for wherever his public radio station is out. He probably was asked to do that, or at least thought that he should. And he's kind of right on target. We just finished our one-day pledge drive here at Northwest Public Radio. Did pretty well. Thanks very much for all of you folks that pledged on those one-day pledge drives. Weekend listeners don't tend to pledge like they should because it's on Thursdays and then they just don't get around to it. Spokane Public Radio doing its 7-day pledge drive. I believe it runs from October the 17th up through the 23rd or something like that. I know that we will be doing the block folk thing up there. Carlos Alden and Kevin Brown and myself. And we will all be there from 1 to 4 doing our thing on Sunday, October the 23rd. That'll be a cool deal because those guys are so fun to work with. And they are so knowledgeable about their various folk genres and what they're doing. And they both play music much more than I do. They play music as much as I would like to. But that's how that goes. And so we'll be doing the folk block there on Sunday. And be prepared for it because it'll be fun. They're going to bring in a couple of guests and it's just all going to work. I promise you. Kevin Brown, Carlos Alden, and myself in the folk block. Pledge, October the 23rd for Spokane Public Radio, because we're into it, and also it helps get some support. Alrighty? Okay, speaking of concerts, speaking of things going on, October the 15th, that's a Saturday at the Unitarian Universalist Church there in the Tri-Cities in Pasco out on Sylvester Road. Bill Staines. Traveling back to the Tri-Cities. He was here last year. He's coming back to the Tri-Cities. Old Bill Staines. Bill Staines does such great old stuff and new stuff, and he still can do it. And he wrote those wonderful songs like Sweet Wyoming Home and The Roseville Fair and All God's Critters Got a Place in the Choir and so forth, etc. This is one of his. Walker Behind the Wheel.
It was the middle of Montana on a cold October night when our van pulled up outside the door. We went 3 months on the road and 400 miles that day. We were tired, but we loaded our stuff out on the floor. Well, it was Jack on the guitar and Bill on the bass, Tom on the lonesome steel, and I played the fiddle around. There was Walker behind the wheel. Well, the crowd was with us that night. Dancers stepped up high and around. We played like we hadn't played in a while. At the end of the evening, you know, even the management was pleased. So afterwards, we all hit the bar with a smile. When the sky full of whiskey comes over to me, says with a look in his eye, well, I can see by your tags you're from Texas, boy. Brother, well, so am I. And tell me, do the blue bonnets carpet the fields in the spring? Does the Brazos still run to the sea? Does the sun still shine down on those Texas girls? Once one gave her love to me. You see, son, there was a time when my song was just as sweet as yours. And I traveled and I worked with the best. But day after day, well, it got to be year after year. And found that the road gives you no time to rest. Runaway dreams put a rope to my soul. The nights took my company. Then the gin got the lyrics to most of my songs. And the age took my memory. But tell me, do the blue bonnets carpet the fields in the spring? Does the Brazos still run to the sea? Does the sun still shine down on those Texas girls? Once one gave her love to me. So I guess I see a lot of myself and you and your friends here. I see the poet, I see the clown, sometimes the king. But just you take care of yourself. Try not to end up like me, with a whole lot of empty dreams and no song to sing. Well, I didn't mean to go preaching to you. Let me buy you a beer. I guess I've spent much too much time talking alone.
really are pretty good in that fiddle, from what I can hear. You paint me a picture of home. You tell me, do the bluebonnets carpet the fields in the spring? Does the brasses still run to the sea? Does the sun still shine down on those Texas girls? Once one gave her love to me. Do the bluebonnets carpet the fields in the spring? Does the brasses still run to the sea? Does the sun still shine down on those Texas girls? Once one gave her love to me. Now it's Jack on the guitar and Bill on the bass and Tom on the lonesome steel. And I play the fiddle around the place and it's Walker behind.
Thank you.
That is Laura Cortez. This is really a good album. This is an album of fiddle music, and she traveled around and worked with a bunch of artists from all kinds of different places. And in the studios in Quebec and in Scandinavia. And I believe in Spain. And it's really cool. And she sort of works into the styles of those countries. This is an excellent album. And Laura Cortez, C-O-R-T-E-S-E. And I don't even know quite where she is. I think she's Quebecois. I think. But I'll tell you one thing. This is an amazing, amazing album. And we're going to hear more from this in the second hour. Because you should hear more from this album. And I'm glad she sent it to me. She probably emailed about 5,000 radio DJs and said, and it was like, she just probably filled in my name. It's probably one of these sort of app things. But she sounded so friendly. And she was extolling the virtues of her album. But in this sense, she is totally correct. This is one of the best fiddle albums that one could have. It's very, very eclectic. Laura Cortez. Yes, indeed. Well, and then before that, we heard Bill Staines and a wonderful old song, Walker Behind the Wheel. And Tom on the Lonesome Steel. And I played the fiddle around the place. And there was Walker behind the wheel, driving him around. It was one of Bill Staines' old classics. He actually was offered by Roy Clark. Roy Clark wanted to buy this song, which would deprive Staines of any royalties. And Roy Clark would buy the song for a lot of money. And Staines turned him down in favor of a woman, much less commercial, who did a book of illustrations for this song. And Staines would have been rich for the rest of his life if he'd taken the Roy Clark offer, but he didn't. Took the illustration instead, and he's doing what he does, and the thing sells minimally, and it's a real good book based on this song, All God's Critters Got a Place in the Choir.
This is my animal song for all you animals out there in the audience. There's a chorus to this, help me out on it, goes like this. All God's critters got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing high, some sing out loud on the telephone. Listen to the bass, it's the wall on the bottom where the bullfrog croaks and the hippopotamus moans and groans with a big to-do. The old cow just goes moo. The dogs and the cats that take up the middle where the honeybee hums and the cricket fiddles. The donkey brays and the pony neighs. The old coyote howls. The old God's critters got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing high, some sing out loud on the telephone bar. Some just clap their hands, pause, or anything they got down. Listen to the top where the little birds sing and the melody with the high notes ringing. The hoot owl hollers over everything. The jaybird disagrees. Singing in the nighttime, singing in the day. The little duck quacks and is on his way. The possum ain't got much to say. The porcupine talks to himself. All God's critters got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing high, some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands, pause, or anything you got now. It's a simple song, a living song everywhere, by the ox and the fox and the grizzly bear, the grumpy alligator and the hawk above, the sly raccoon and the turtle dove. All God's critters got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing high, some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands, pause one more time. All God's critters got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing high, some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands, pause, or anything you got now.
There is a line in that song that says, the porcupine talks to himself. And that actually came out of a camping trip that I took about 5 or 6 years ago now up into the southwestern part of Montana. I was camping with my wife on a place called the Tobacco Root Mountains in southwestern Montana. We were up about 9,500 feet. And we were there for about a week and a half, and we hadn't seen another living soul up there. Now, you have to realize that when it gets dark in Montana up in the mountains, there are no kinds of cities around to give you any kind of reflective lighting at all, and the moon didn't happen to be out at that time of month. So when it got dark, it got dark. So one morning, my wife says to me, did you hear a very strange noise in the camp last night? And I said, no. She said, there was a presence in this camp making some strange noises last night. And I thought, fine, let's go home. Because I am no Daniel Boone in the woods. So the next morning, 3:30 in the morning, it's just as black as can be. Can't even see your hand in front of your face. I am lying awake, staring at the roof of the tent, listening to the wind in the passes. And I hear this. And I'm staring at the roof of the tent. And thinking, it's just the wind. But it's getting closer and closer and closer. And this thing brushed right by my head, right along the wall of the tent. And I thought to myself, oh man, they've landed. I figured we're all going to wake up on Pluto. See the blue light start to flash, and then that was going to be the end of the whole thing. So I gathered all my courage together, took my flashlight, zipped down the opening of the tent about half an inch. Making as little sound as possible, I turned on the flashlight, shined my light out, got this big old porcupine messing around in the fire, got him right between the eyes with my flashlight beam. He's just scared the daylights out of him. It did. He's kind of a crotchety old fella, got caught right there in my campfire. Anyhow, that's where that line comes from.
Oh, the porcupine talking to himself. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. Amanda Cully doing the playlists. We're going to be back for 2 more hours worth of music. 2 more hours. We're coming back. Hang on, hang on. Bye. Coming back.
Shachi